In this segment, we're going to talk about something that I don't think we've ever talked about. And when you've been doing a show like this for as long as we have, it seems like at some point we've done a segment about everything.
I thought we talked about it all.
But this is a sports item that I don't think we've ever given a full segment. And I got the idea for this being at a friend's house not too long ago, and in their kid's bedroom, the boys had these on the wall. And I thought, wow, these still exist. These are still a thing. And I think it's the most enduring symbol or the oldest way to show that you support a team. I don't think we've ever talked about pennants.
Yeah, if we did, it was way, way back, because in my oldest son's room for a while, he had, this is how long ago it was, he had every pennant of the Southwest Conference
okay.
around his room, which I thought was really cool. I think after a few years, he's like, okay, can we take these down? But I was trying to teach him a little bit about history and
sure.
sports culture. And yeah, I loved pennants as a kid.
I always had them up in my room. I always had a Cowboys pennant, a Rangers pennant, a Spurs pennant, OU pennant. And you know, all my friends had pennants. They were kind of a big thing. I found a site called Pennant Fever that explored the history of the pennant. And they talk about collecting pennants first, and they say it's not like a baseball card or a coin, because pennants generally have very little information on them identifying their date of production. Where baseball cards reference the year they were made, pennants won't unless they are commemorating a certain event or team or championship, but even those are hard to track down mm-hmm. because those could have been made years after that championship. They say they retain very little identification as to their manufacturer, and that's why they're not a huge collectible. You know, they don't go for $10 million, an old pennant. And in fact, today they're still really cheap. I just did an Amazon search looking for a generic Rangers or Cowboys pennant. You can pick them up for about $7.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if the old felt Southwest Conference pennants that we still have, they have old logos on them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're worth anything, or are they just worth $7 a piece?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on, you know, maybe how rare they are.
I bet they're at least 50 years old. I bet they're from the 70s.
It's one of those you just have to put online and see what the market is. You know, do a bid on eBay or take it to Heritage, and our buddies there could tell you what they're worth, I'm sure. This site, though, said that pennants have been around for centuries, but not really for sporting events or teams. They first were used on the high seas as a means for communicating with other ships, these triangular flags. Mm-hmm. And the early pennants were entirely made for use outside. Because they were battling the elements, they were made from heavy canvas. Then during the 19th century, yachts and yacht clubs added to the tradition. Because if you were wealthy enough to own a boat, you likely belonged to a yacht club.
Yes.
And exactly which yacht club you belonged to was, for some owners, a point of pride. So they would fly the pennant of their yacht club on their yacht, or maybe they would display it in their home.
Did Mr. Howell have pennants on his
probably
wheels off yacht?
But then the felt pennant that we all know became a popular item, they say, thanks to two cultural changes: the proliferation of colleges and universities around the country, and the popularity of a new sport called football. This is all in the late 1800s. Pro baseball would become our national pastime, but right around the turn of the century, football was the fastest growing sport across college campuses. But back then, around 1900, when you went to a game, nobody wore a Texas hat or a Texas sweatshirt or a Texas t-shirt. That stuff didn't exist. So how did you show people at the stadium who you were rooting for? You waved a pennant of that team.
That was on a wooden stick, right?
Yes. So the first sports pennants were sold mainly to college students. And this site couldn't even track down who came up with the idea or what school was the first to adopt them. Pennant history is very murky, but there's a lot of evidence that the trend emerged around the turn of the century and most likely at Ivy League schools. Some of the first pennants that anybody saw, you know, in the sports world were Harvard or Yale pennants that were waved at their football games. And there were some pro sports pennants in the early 1900s, but they weren't as common as the college ones. But by the 1940s, when parents started bringing their kids to the baseball parks, the concession stands saw an opportunity. They knew how many of these kids would want to take home a souvenir. So ballparks, when they became more family friendly, they started selling pennants for the Yankees and Red Sox and their pro teams. And that's when pennant sales really exploded, was post-World War II.
You know, I think I have the pennants from my childhood. I think I still have an old, maybe that's worth something, an old Chicago White Sox pennant that I used to hang on my wall.
Maybe.
And when I think of pennants, this is how simple my brain is. Think of when Bugs Bunny convinced the horse and Yosemite Sam to root for him, and they're saying, shish, coom, bob, Bugs Bunny, rah, rah, rah.
and they had pennants around. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, we reference that a lot. I know you say this a lot, George, when we're reviewing a game. Yeah, when Dak threw that interception, everybody just kind of lowered their Cowboys pennants. We say that a lot on the ticket. But we have never really dived into the topic of pennants.
You know, if you see cowboy footage from like the 70s, Crazy Ray was always waving a pennant, mm-hmm. and there were cowboy fans in the stands at Texas Stadium with pennants.
Yes. And, of course, it's a big term in baseball. They're not talking about the pennants that the fans wave, but the term pennant race is about 150 years old. That started back in the 1860s and 70s, and it referred to the competition for a league championship where the winner was awarded a flag, a pennant, to fly over their stadium in the time where we didn't even have playoffs or a World Series. We just had a pennant race.
Yeah.
And we still use that term today.
I've always loved that term. I've always loved that term.
Me too. It's a big September baseball term. The Rangers are in a pennant race. We can't ask for more than that kind of thing.
The Rockies haven't waved many pennants lately.
No.
Oh.
And while I had pennants on the wall as a kid, I also had posters. And now I think the big thing is maybe not at a game, although you'll see it in the tailgate, but flying in front of people's homes, the flag of your favorite college football team or college basketball team or your favorite college. That may be a much bigger thing than pennants these days, but pennants are still a thing. And I can vouch for that, seeing some kids' rooms and the little boys still have Mavericks pennants and Cowboys pennants up on their walls.
Yeah, I think the last pennant I bought was for my kids when the Mavericks won it. I think my youngest has a Mavericks title pennant. It's kind of unstable because there's a picture of Dirk on it, but it's kind of unstable, but I'm sure someday we're hanging on to it. Someday it'll mean something to him, or maybe he'll throw it away and put it in the landfill.
Yeah, the old pennants just had the name of the school, Harvard, Texas, Oklahoma, whatever. But then they got real, real creative in the 80s and 90s. They started putting the logos and they started putting mascots, and like you got a Dirk one, so they got a lot more creative as they went along.
Did you throw all yours away, or do you still have?
I don't know. I would think I would have held on to them, but I don't know where they are. Maybe I'll go look at.
I may have tried to bring in my Southwest Conference pennants just to impress you guys.
You should. I'd like to see them. And I've got a closet
really impress me
with all stuff from my childhood that I need to go through. I've gone through a few of those bags recently. I did that show and tell a few weeks ago. They're in one of those bags or boxes, I bet. So let's make today, April 7th, Pennant Day.
Okay.
Here in North Texas.
I like it.
Everybody celebrate pennants.
I like it. Yesterday, Junior created quite a storm by talking about pennants. Sports pennants that started centuries ago, I guess, if you're talking about the 1800s. And it's been, how did you categorize it? The longest running way to show your team's spirit?
Yes. Far before we had hats or t-shirts or sweatshirts or flags or posters. We had pennants to display which team you were cheering for.
Some very generic, but and I would think that, okay, in today's world, it's not really a big deal, but man, the reaction we got from people yesterday, people still have pennants, or in my case, I still have them, but I'm not sure what to do with them. And I told you about the old pennants of the Southwest Conference that used to hang in the room of my oldest child back when he was really young. It was a way for me to teach him, okay, this is the Southwest Conference. Then they broke up and he kind of lowered his pennant and no longer was a Southwest Conference fan, but he went to a former Southwest Conference school in Arkansas. And I wondered out loud on the air yesterday, man, I wonder if we still have all those old Southwest Conference pennants. And the reason why we had them, my wife used to work for Host Communications. They ran the Southwest Conference radio network. And this was before the breakup of the conference in the mid-90s. This is early 90s. They were switching out, I guess, their display in the front office of the Southwest Conference. And they were in the same office with my wife's company, Host Communications. And one of the guys who worked there was going to get rid of all these pennants. And my wife said, well, yeah, we'll take them. I think it'd be a great decoration for our young son's room. So I found out after digging through the attic yesterday, I don't have all of the original members of the Southwest Conference, but here you go.
Wow.
Here's Go Hogs. These are felt with the little, the string. I mean, that's a pretty old school looking pennant,
yeah.
Isn't it? As I show you TCU's with the old
these are great.
Corn frog on there. I'm guessing they're from the 60s or 70s.
Yep.
There's TCU. Here's Bela.
Like we learned yesterday, pennants rarely bear any date they were manufactured or company that manufactured them, so it's hard to trace them.
Yeah. But, I mean, when's the last time you saw that Texas Tech logo?
Yeah. Oh, these are classic.
Yeah. Now, I don't know where Texas is, Houston or SMU.
Okay.
I couldn't find them.
Rice?
And couldn't find Rice. And that was one of my favorite ones. It had a really old school owl on it. And I don't know. That must be in a different box that I didn't get to last night. But I did find a... looks like a Kool-Aid-stained or coffee-stained Chicago White Sox pennant that hung in my room. And that's old school.
Yeah, that's great.
From the 70s or 80s. Here is 90s White Sox that my kids had in their room. I referenced this week, went to the 1992 Final Four, brought back this Final Four pennant.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of generic. Hey, Final Four. I'm rooting for it, but still, that was a great Final Four with Duke going back-to-back.
Duke, Indiana, Michigan, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I don't remember Cincinnati in that Final Four.
Yes.
Who was on that team?
Oh, gosh.
Was that the Van Exel?
Ah,
maybe.
I bet it was.
Van Exel, yeah, I think that was early 90s. Yeah. They were really good. Yeah, I guess they got beat in the semifinals by Michigan, I think, maybe. I think we went to a Mavericks game in the late 80s, early 90s on Allstate from the Good Hands People pennant night.
Okay. Yeah, that's too bad. It's got their company logo on it.
A corporate pennant.
Almost as big as what Dallas Mavericks is.
Yeah. My oldest son was all over the road, too, with rooting interest. He started as a Cowboys fan, then he eventually became a Carolina Panthers fan. There was a while when he was playing Super Bowl Techno Bowl because Washington was such a good team with Ernest Biner and Mark Rippon that he was a Washington Redskins fan. So we have a...
Wow.
That's what they used to be called. Here's another Mavericks pennant. This is pretty old school. That's from that's probably from the 80s.
It's Washington pennant. More modern, it does have where it was manufactured, Trench Manufacturing, Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
An official team NFL pennant.
Yeah, man, I bet they used to make a bunch of money. Took my son to the Cotton Bowl January 1st, 1993.
Wow, you have a ton of them.
I think Texas A&M just got absolutely thumped by the Fighting Irish in that game and Jerome Bettis.
I was at that game.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, covering
yeah you
it,
were covering it. Yeah, I was out freezing in the stands because my son at the time was a big Aggies fan. This is a year that my youngest son was rooting for Super Bowl. Here's Super Bowl when it was in town.
Oh, okay.
on 2011. He was excited about this. Here is a Rangers pennant, 2010, American League champs.
Okay.
2011, American League champs.
This Rangers pennant has the claw and antler.
I didn't even notice that.
Look at that, Gordo. There's the antler and there's the claw.
That's what the Rangers do.
So stupid.
Drop a claw on them, drop an antler on them.
That's a game plan right there.
That's pretty much their game plan. There is one that says back-to-back because they won it the next year.
No claw or antler on this one.
Yeah, oddly enough, it wasn't necessary.
Just winning the division was enough to get this pennant. And at the bottom it says 2011 postseason. So we're rooting for the postseason.
Oh, wow.
There.
This has pictures of Josh Hamilton.
Yeah.
Elvis, Adrian, C.J. Wilson. Looks like Michael Young and Ian Kinsler.
And then as they became Carolina Panther fans, here is a Carolina Panther pennant. So these belong basically to my kids. And now the question is this. I found them in the attic. They've been sitting there for years.
They don't want them.
Well, we are dividing up into, okay, this is your bin, and it's your job to go through it. Mm-hmm. You want this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it at least makes that cut, doesn't it? I don't throw them away before. Who knows? Maybe they'll give them to their kids someday.
Yeah.
And hang them in their room.
You could give Ked Woodley this Carolina Panthers pennant. He'd love
With sharp teeth and claws?
Yes, sharp.
That's pretty good. You've got more than I thought you would have. But
yeah,
I guess with three boys,
too.
I should have expected you'd have a lot.
Yeah. But we saved them, too. I mean, don't you think a lot of people have just thrown them away?
Not from the feedback I got yesterday from P1s. I cannot tell you how many P1s sent me pictures of their current wall in their home that is loaded with pennants.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I got to tell you, I'll have a hard time ever throwing away the Southwest Conference pennants.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't throw these
away. Or the White Sox pennant that I had as a kid. It's, I don't know, it's still real to me. Yay, team.
Go team.
Go team.